We have some news and weather for today, Tuesday, February 24th, and it is as follows. Melanie Lekovich is reporting in the Daily Mail. Democrats in the village of Athens have endorsed three incumbents for re-election in the upcoming village elections. Chris Feister is seeking a second term as mayor. Bob June is running for his fourth term as trustee, and Anthony Patsky his second. Feister said the Democratic team has brought effective government to the village during the past 2 years. However, there is still much to do on his wish list for the second term: renovation of the village office and court building, putting out bids to improve Riverfront Park, building new sidewalks for Brick Row, and replacing culverts on Union Street, among other items. Village elections are March 18th. You can read the full story in the Daily Mail. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star. As expected, two companies bidding to buy, renovate, and operate the Pine Haven Nursing and Rehabilitation Center made presentations to the Columbia County Board of Supervisors and members of the public Monday, February 23rd. The 120-bed county-owned facility is located in Philmont. Approximately 200 people are employed at the center. The board heard from Bruce Peckman, the CEO of Long Island-based Premier Healthcare Management. Premier has been in the nursing home business for more than 60 years. The company recently contracted with Catterskill Nursing Home in Catskill. The second presentation was by CEO Kenny Rosenberg of Centers Healthcare of the Bronx. Rosenberg said his company's footprint is mainly in New York State, with facilities in the Finger Lakes, Corning, the Bronx, Buffalo, and southern New Jersey. Rosenberg said his company's primary focus is rehabilitation. People come sick and go home healthy, he said. Most of the questions posed by the supervisors and the public related to the future for existing employees under privatization, pay rates, and each company's commitment to the community. Both Peckman and Rosberg agreed the only departments that would see job eliminations following an acquisition would be payroll, because those duties would be handled from their respective central offices, not in Philmont. The two proposals now head to the county, Pine Haven subcommittees, and health committees for review. The recommendation to the full board is expected in March. You can read the full story in the Register Star. And Rick Carlin is reporting at Capital Confidential. A UCLA study is blasting the level at which public schools suspend their students. The Center for Civil Rights Remedies found there is an enormous gap between white and minority suspensions, as well as suspensions among those with disabilities. The center crunched suspension data for about 12,000 schools nationwide. Federal government keeps these statistics and found that suspensions overall have increased since the 1970s. It found the highest suspending state for all students at both elementary and secondary levels was Florida. The full report is available online at civilrightsproject.ucla.edu. For the weather for today, Tuesday, February 24th, and the upcoming days that follow today. Today, mostly sunny, high near 16. Wind chill values as low as negative 11. It's minus 11. Tuesday night, a slight chance of snow showers after 11 p.m. Mostly cloudy, low around 10. Wind chill values as low as zero. Wednesday, a slight chance of snow showers between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Partly sunny, high near 28. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low around 3. Wind chills value as low as negative 7. Thursday, partly sunny, high near 17. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, low around negative 2. Friday, mostly sunny, high near 20. Friday night, mostly clear, low around negative 1. Minus 1. Sunrise today was at 6:37 a.m. The sunset today will be at 5:39 p.m., making the total length of the day 11 hours and 2 minutes. And that was the news and weather for today, Tuesday, February 24th. The public meetings. Today is the fourth Tuesday of the month. Canaan's having their Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 7 o'clock at the Town Hall at 1647 County Route 5 in Canaan. The number to dial for them is 781-3144. Catskill's having their Planning Board meeting at 7 o'clock tonight at the Town Hall at 439 Main Street in Catskill. You can contact them at 943-2141. Chatham's having their Central Board of Education meeting at 6:30 tonight at the high school at 50 Woodbridge Ave in Chatham. The number to call them at is 392-2400. Columbia County's having their Board of Supervisors Government Committee meeting at 5 o'clock tonight at 401 State Street in Hudson. The number for them is 828-1527. Copaic is having their Agriculture and Farming Protection Committee meeting at 7 o'clock tonight at Town Hall at 230 Mountain View Road, Copaic. The number for them is 329-1234. Greenport's having their planning board meeting at 7:30 tonight at Greenport at the Town Hall at Town Hall Drive in Hudson. And the number for them is 828-4656. And that is your public meetings for today, the fourth Tuesday of the month, Tuesday, February 24th.